Hello everyone, good evening. I'm going to do a couple of poems for you. And one of my interests, my main interest in life is what I would call the transcendent unity of religion, finding commonalities between all the world religions, particularly Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism. So I'm going to recite a couple of poems that express that in my life. The first one is called The Language of Shiva. And Shiva is a Hindu deity, and in my mind represents both the unification of transcendent otherworldly consciousness brought down to this world, enjoying and delighting in the pleasures of the earth while being totally beyond it. And so The Language of Shiva, the name of this poem, represents my attempt to unify sex, drugs, and poetry under the roof of my spiritual practice in some way. It goes like this. I know no more shores. The words are soundless and the ache is pure. Teeming estrogen and oxygen, testosterone and imagination, language is the source. Locked in tight, the coarse vulgarity of sensation wiggles free from the temptation of fear and looses hot shots of staggering sexuality. Lacing, moaning, humping, coming hard into peace with one's true being. All is sure of itself in the memory of the fire tongue, bursting spontaneous orgasms, red hot semen forcing flows of wordless ejaculation. This is the language of Shiva. Stoned on cannabis, seamless in understanding, embracing the entire sequence of humanity in a single breath, vibrant like forgotten cities housing palaces of gold and silver. Crawling on her belly, the spider queen forgot the prize and slithered beside the word. Ignorance personified and glorified guilt. Because of this, wisdom may lose itself in the storehouse of fear where utter temptations assault the individual under howling megaphones of phony despair. But there still remains the symbol of true freedom. A body moving in perfect rhythm with universal dangers, pleasures, ecstatic energies lining the chakra system in radiant bliss. This timeless junction sound our rebirth in the moment of this. We are the funky emanation of a loose language, spreading something beyond imagining when we open our lips or thighs and decide to create. For ourselves, for each other, out of passion, out of play, out of need, out of pain. Words, the powerhouse ecstasy vibration that sex hopes to create. Taste, the emergence of formless into form when your tongue slithers and throat soars. Testify in celebration of your body, copulating conversation for the glorification of your mind, and when you're spent, slathered in sweat, slumped over the bed, the pins and needles of ecstatic breath massaging your head. Sigh deeply into space and watch carefully the miraculous appearance of a single word. Thank you. The next poem I just put together like this little chapbook, and if anybody wants it, it is a mere $2, and I'm traveling to the East Coast, so anything would help me out. The poem I'm going to recite for you next is the first poem in this. It's probably my favorite poem to recite. It's called Prophet or Madman. Fuck it. I'm going to play the part of a prophet, wandering the land, hands to heart and head to sky. Empty of religion, overcome with love and naturally high. For those of you that don't know, that means my pineal gland, sometimes referred to as the third eye, will secrete small doses of dimethyltryptamine upon a concentrated act of will, thereby granting visionary experiences and preparing me to die. Because sometimes the dream needs to be dematerialized, as when the desensitized masses are starved for a fast. An altered state of mind induced by devotion to something larger than oneself. Then, when I'm ready, I'm gonna swing from the night on a summer breeze and land on mountain flats. Dance around the planet with stars in my arms and moons in my hands. Ring Saturn with nightmares and rip space in half. Trade punches with the living and play spades with the dead, because I see what no one else sees from the eyes of a sinner that can only be named me. And who am I? I am apocalypse turning back. I am a whirlwind of devotion dedicated to self-evolution and future family man. I am sun-dried leaves on a gusty afternoon, roaming the streets like barefooted children of a war-torn country. I am dreamer extraordinaire. I'm at least 97% monkey and 1% alien. I am spirit and light, flesh and blood, earth and water, air and fire. I am king, warrior, magician, lover. I am the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world. I am demon, devil, and Marva, Shiva, Jesus, and Buddha, and I am brother, son, friend, and stranger. Now come hold my hand and walk with me to a new land where the center is felt in every touch, tasted in every kiss, and beheld in every moment. Where a constellation of spirits swirl in galactic rotations in the enterprise of selfless action, where time stands still upon command, where dominion is regarded as the greatest responsibility of humanity, where all are free to see the prophecy emanating eternally from the first word, and we give birth to new worlds with every generation. Call me madman, I don't give a damn. From where I stand, impossible is nothing. And UFOs travel in the light of the sun. Thank you.